This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up here, Mark, you've got a couple emails we're going to get into. And, of course, your phone calls are primary. Plus, we'll be telling you about an $111 million fine for sharing music over the Internet.
$111 million?
Yeah, we'll tell you about that. Plus, since we're talking piracy, we'll say that we'll tell you what Los Angeles has to say about piracy as being detrimental to public health. We'll get to all of that, hopefully, tonight. Of course, your calls are primary, so we start out by going to the phone calls with Jimmy in Kentucky on the amp line. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I got my request for my tax return from the IRS today for the year of 2006. I believe 2005, I guess, was the last year I filed.
I see. So you stopped filing in 2005, and so they're just asking for it? They're just requesting it?
That's what the form here reads, request for your tax return. So I'll be filing this in a special little spot I've got in the kitchen that will be set out for the curb next Monday.
Wow. Okay. What was it, Jimmy, that, before you go on with what's happening now, what was it back in 2006 that made you decide that you'd had enough, that you were no longer going to pay, as some people might say, your fair share?
Well, I do a lot of freelance computer work, and that year I pretty much did nothing but that, so I was being paid out. You know, they weren't taking any taxes out in the first place, mm-hmm. so I figured, you know, why voluntarily give hand my money over when they're not taking it in the first place? And ever since then, that's been about it.
So what do you think about the tax return the tax rebate or whatever that everybody's getting this year? You feel bad about that?
I don't plan on getting one.
No, you're not going to get one.
Right.
Yeah.
Nor would I pass the check if
I did. Yeah, I know I'm not getting one. My ex-wife was yelling at me the other day because in our divorce agreement, I get to claim one of the kids. She gets to claim one. And since I don't file anymore, she wants to claim both because she does her taxes.
So why wouldn't you let her file claim both?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it, but she didn't know I wasn't paying taxes.
Oh, I see. Why would you tell your ex-wife that you weren't paying taxes? That seems like a really bad idea.
Right, well, we're on good terms.
Okay, good. Okay. Good to know. So you decided that, well, now is, or back then, 2 years ago, whenever, was a good time to stop paying taxes because you were doing some more entrepreneurial work where you weren't having any taxes withheld. So was it that you were just kind of waiting for the right moment? You'd made up your mind a long time before that, that you were tired of the federal taxes? It was just this was kind of a convenient opportunity for you?
In a way, yes. I wasn't quite to the mindset that I'm at now where I'm just completely against it. But since they weren't being taken out, I sure as hell wasn't going to send them a check on my own.
So they've sent you now a request for your 2006 taxes, and
2005 was the last year you filed.
Right. And you're saying that you're going to ignore their request.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aren't you, do you have a family, Jimmy?
Yeah, a couple kids and ex-wife. We're technically divorced, but we're together, if that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's an odd situation.
Are you living with your ex-wife?
Legally, we'll say I am not. I am, we'll say I'm homeless as far as the IRS is concerned.
That's fine. So you're not concerned that they're going to come in and take you away and make it so you can't provide for your children and put you in a prison cell?
Yeah, of course. I'm very concerned. It terrifies the hell out of me that, I've got a brother in prison, and I'm just talking to him every week how bad it sucks. That's the last thing I want to do is go to jail for this.
Why are you taking the risk? I mean, many people would say, I don't want to go to jail for this, so I'll give them their money.
That's what you say, Mark, in fact.
At this point, I really don't have the choice. I think I'm fed up, and I wouldn't pay, but what do I do? You know, I mean, I my wife's not going to go for that crap.
Oh, right, because you're tied to her because of the marriage, right?
Well, yeah, that's why I call her my wife.
Right, okay. So it's not like you cannot file and she can file. That's not possible because of the marriage?
I'm sure that she could. I don't know exactly how.
Oh, it's absolutely possible.
But her money comes from
me. We filed individually.
All of my wife's money comes from me anyway. So why should I take the risk of going to jail while they still get the money?
So Jimmy, then you, even though you do have these responsibilities, and you could have used the same excuse that many other people do use, and that is, well, I've got a family, I've got mortgage bills to pay, and all that. You still were pushed so far that you've decided it's worth it to stand up to these gangsters, that these people in the federal government, they are nothing more than a gang of men and women ruling over other people by the threat of violence, and that they don't deserve anything. They don't deserve a dime.
You have hit the nail on the head. It's absolutely absurd to continue paying these people. And, I mean, yeah, I could end up in prison, but if it comes to some sort of trial, I'll have people standing by my side.
Well,
and ideally, that's why I'm trying to move to New Hampshire hopes of that. But it's just, if everybody would stand up and take some action, there wouldn't be such a fear of it.
Absolutely. And great call, Jimmy. Any other points you wanted to make?
No, that'll be it. You guys have a good night.
Hopefully, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Hopefully, Jimmy's call will encourage a few other people that might be in a similar circumstance to go ahead and stop paying these people. Who are they anyway? I did not enter into an agreement with them. The only reason they got any money out of me was because, that's what I was told I had to do. My parents told me I had to file these taxes. And then later I decided, I came to the understanding that this government is not out there to keep me safe. I don't like the deal. I don't want to have that little trade deal anymore, the supposed citizenship deal where you trade your freedoms for some supposed security, which, according to the Supreme Court, the government has no obligation to provide you with in the first place. So technically, there is no such thing as a citizen. If they don't have to provide you with the security, then there is no agreement, and so I'm not interested in playing their games anymore.
And for me, the way it is that I understand I'm okay with the idea of a government if I really believe that there was some kind of consent of the governed here.
I believe there is.
A consent of the governed?
I think we're going to find out if there is or is not a consent of the governed.
Well, we may very well, but I don't think there is. I think that they are thugs that rule over us. But, the Supreme Court ruling that came out this year that said that the government has no, final part of the First Amendment here is the petition of the, that we have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. They said that, yeah, you can petition the government all you want for grievances, but
we don't have to respond.
And we don't have to care what your grievances are.
Right.
They're violating the Constitution. They violated the Constitution all over the place. The first ten amendments, the Bill of Rights. You might as well throw them away.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, the government is doing what the hell it wants, and you're going to pay one way or the other. You've got to pay, citizen. That's what they say. You have to pay. And
they don't follow their own rules. Why should we follow their rules?
You can watch them get around their rules. The government is run by lobbyists and people that take their cues from corporate America, who has different interests than I have. I can't remember the last time I voted for a politician that made it into office. You're telling me I'm represented? How am I represented?
How could the politician even represent you had he happened to have won?
But do you understand? I haven't voted for anybody who's made it in.
Right. And by the way, just because you voted does not mean you've
certainly
consented.
Not on the federal level.
I don't also accept the theory that just because you participate in casting a ballot in a box somewhere that means you consent to being ruled. I'm sorry, that's not the case. There's nothing explicit about that. And so you can't.
I think it's self-defense, quite honestly. Otherwise, they're just going to put bigger.
Some people look at it that way. Sure. 1-800-259-9231. So I don't want any of the federal government services. I'm not going to try to collect their welfare payments or Social Security or whatever the hell else it is that they offer. I don't want any of it. I just want them to leave me alone. And so far they have. And like Jimmy said, if more of us get together and just say no to this federal government, then I think it's more likely they'll leave us alone. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Evacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Evacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is, and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
it's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and they include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just download them from the front page of the website for free at freetalklive.com. So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue with your phone calls here in moments.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. They do leases. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. So started the show out tonight with a call from Jimmy in Kentucky, who was letting us know that he had received a request from the IRS for him to go ahead and send in your 2006 taxes. We noticed you missed filing there, and we'd really appreciate it if you just go ahead and jump through those hoops for us and cut us a check. Well, why? Why would I want to send you money? Who are you people anyway? I mean, if a stranger sends you an invoice in the mail saying, "Hey, I did all this work for you. You owe me this money," and you don't know who they are or what work they performed for you, and you don't recall ever making an agreement with that person, do you owe them the $10,000 they're demanding you from you? No. They have to have some evidence to show that you owe them that money.
And even if they do the work, if you didn't ask them for it.
Right. Right. And so that's essentially how I view the IRS, as a group of strangers sending me an invoice, and they want me to fill out the invoice for them.
I think that there's, to some extent, some credence to the argument that, the government does all these things for you. You should compensate them for it if they do all these things. But I don't want them doing the vast majority of the things that they're doing.
I don't want
them attacking other countries to keep me safe, which I, in fact, believe makes me less safe, not more. I don't want the foreign policy. I don't want the money sent to all the other countries. I don't want the corporate welfare. I don't want the personal welfare. Nope. I don't want any of that stuff. As far as I'm concerned,
there's nothing I can think of I want from them.
The role, especially the feds, the only role of the government, as far as I'm concerned, is protection from the military. You know, if the federal government kept the military down to a group of men that went around and trained, say, militia groups around the nation, because I think militias make perfectly good sense, that people from a local area should be protecting that area. That way, we don't send troops to other countries and invade them just on the premise that maybe they've got some kind of weapon that would be terrible.
Yeah.
You know, so the federal government would handle the military, the Navy maybe. That's the only thing that I can really think that makes any sense. Local, I think they should handle the police and roads. Maybe the federal government can make an argument for the interstate system. Okay. I'd be willing to cut them a check for the interstate system. I certainly use it. But the rest of that crap, no.
You buy gas.
Yeah, I buy gas, and that largely pays for roads.
Yeah. So if
it doesn't pay for roads, then that's bad management on the part of the government again.
Yeah. No thanks. Don't want your deal. Don't want your little agreement. And not interested in being part of your system anymore. I am in favor of secession. I'm in favor of both the state government seceding. If you like the whole government thing, that's a step in the right direction. And I'm also in favor of personal secession, because if it is true that governments in this country are formed by the consent of the governed, then I withdraw my consent. Now, I would like to consent to purchase certain services. I would like to purchase protection services from whomever will offer it, whether it be the police that we know of today or some sort of private protection agency, some sort of insurance company. I would like fire protection. I would like to have my house protected from fire. And I like the idea of having roads to drive on that aren't in absolutely decrepit shape, but of course the government keeps them in decrepit shape.
We're not getting that.
So,
we're getting roads that are in decrepit shape.
So it's not to say that I don't want any governmental services. It's just that they just happen to take they own a monopoly over
the
services I'm
looking
for.
If I don't like the road, whose else road can I use? I can't.
But those are the three things that I'm looking for: protection, fire protection, roads, all local. There's no need for a federal government there at all. So,
and, you know, even if you made the argument that the interstate system was a federal invention, states were connecting roads from one place to another pretty successfully for quite some time.
I think they probably could if they wanted to, yeah. And business is going to want to get products from point A to point B, so the business efforts would be more than enough.
And not to mention that the rail system killed the locomotive business. I mean, it just
road system.
It did.
Yeah. So
part of it.
So if you want to chime in on this, tell us how you feel. Are you fed up yet to this point? Are you still paying the gang? 800-259-9231. Because I think that, and I said this earlier, and you said you weren't sure, Mark. You said you don't think it's true. I said I think that it is the consent of the governed. I think if it's just you that's withdrawn your consent, though, you're going to have a tough time making the case. If it's just you living in the middle of a bunch of people that agree with the government and want the government, then you're going to look like the crackpot loon. But if it's you and a bunch of your friends, if it's you and a bunch of your Free State Project brethren or liberty-minded activist friends that have decided to withdraw their consent, and you have your own media, a la Free Talk Live, Free Minds TV, The Ridley Report, all this great new media that's coming out of this liberty movement, especially here in New Hampshire, is really where most of it's originating from. So if you've got media to where you can communicate what your message is effectively, to where you can show that you aren't some wild-eyed crazy, that you're just a regular person, a human being just like everybody else is, and you can explain to people rationally where it is you're coming from, and you've got friends that are willing to back you up. Maybe not all of them have decided to stop paying the game, but at least they empathize with you, and they wish they could do what you've done, and so therefore they're willing to support you in your efforts. Then I think that there is a chance, a real good chance, that we're going to find out that the federal government will leave our people alone more often than not. That's my prediction, at least. There are a number of people up here in New Hampshire that do not pay federal income tax, and they have yet to be harassed for it at all.
There's 60 million people around the United States that don't pay.
They've arrested Russell Canning. The feds have had him in their custody before, and they didn't charge him with any non-payment of taxes or anything like that. They arrested him for different reasons. You'd think they'd have had a bunch of charges waiting for him. But no. So I think that what you're going to find out is sort of like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. If they do decide to go after one of the liberty activists for non-payment or non-filing of federal taxes, then a bunch of other friends of theirs are going to rally behind them in a way in which they've never experienced before. It's only going to draw more attention to our movement. It's going to draw more attention to our message and our media sources. And it's only going to make our movement stronger and make them appear to be the violent band of gangsters that they are. That's my prediction. We'll find out what happens, because that's the direction things are going in. We've got people like Jimmy in Kentucky, people like myself, Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report. He stopped paying federal taxes. Russell Canning, all kinds of great activists here in New Hampshire prepared to back each other up if indeed something does go down. And so the more people we get like that, the more people that we get in the same place willing to do that, the more unstoppable we'll become. It seems inevitable to me.
But, you know, they can't put everybody in jail.
No, they
can't. Taxes.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, John and Tony on the line. Ladies first, if you dial in, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
This is George Winter-Sperry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We were talking a moment ago about the Free State Project, a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moving here to New Hampshire in order to live free, or certainly live more free, although I plan on living completely free, and I think many others do as well. And they're a wonderful group of activists, and there are more coming up here at all times. But when you're moving from point A to point B, it's always good to have a destination in mind, like a house that you can live in, a manor, a pork manor, as they call the Free Staters porcupines. That's where that comes from, by the way. You want to move to New Hampshire but don't know where you're going to live? Well, porkmanor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. Porkmanor.com. That's PORCMANOR.com. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your calls. It's Tony in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was complaining that the federal government tried to give me a nervous breakdown in graduate school at Michigan State University.
They did.
In 1986. They were trying to make me afraid that the police were going to arrest me for everything, and people would follow me around making personal comments and threats like, one slip in your history, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I was talking on the phone to this former chemistry student of mine, Buffy Badinger, and she kept on trying to, convince me I was, gay and stuff when I'm not. She's out watching shows like The Dukes of Hazzard and Night Run the 80s or Miami Vice, meant that I was, I don't know how she would extrapolate that, but she thought
I'm trying to extrapolate your phone call right now.
She's trying to convince me I was a homo, and her brother was some kind of psychiatrist, she told me.
Yeah.
And, the people scared me out of my wits. They're making, saying
feds?
I was going to get arrested for something. And
why? Who was telling you this?
I think they were some sort of friends of Buffy Badinger or the CIA or the Michigan State Police or something.
Wow, this is convoluted.
I was a chemistry grad student at Michigan State University, And they work at that big old super colliding cyclotron next to the chem building. It's the third biggest in the country.
The feds do.
Pardon?
That you're saying the feds worked at the cyclotron?
And then some of the chemistry professors. Think like Dr. Hunt, Dr. Morrissey, and...
Yeah, the names don't mean anything to me. So let me see if I've got this straight. You were going to school, and people were threatening you. You believe they were from the federal government, but why would... You think they were just trying to turn you into a gay man? I don't really understand what the feds were doing threatening you. I'm confused.
It had to do with Buffy Beatinger, I guess.
Was she a federal agent?
I know. She asked me to explain to her what a... What is that, the nuclear throw weight was around the fall of 85? You know, and how would a college freshman even know what a nuclear throw weight was? You know?
I don't know.
I had a chemical operations training in the U.S. Army in the fall or winter of 77, early
77. So did anything right there, just tell them you were in the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army doesn't allow gay people in, so
it's
over.
Yeah,
and I was married for 7 years, too, but...
I don't think that matters.
Okay, so did anything ever come from this? Like, did they actually ever go after you in any way?
No, they just, you know, kept on making all these, false threats like that, and I've been listening to stuff like that for basically 20 years,
you know? You've been listening to people threaten you?
Yeah. Like, for the past 3 years, I bought myself a digital camera on credit, and I get Social Security, about $600 a month.
Why?
And this, well, because of the schizophrenia, the FBI, your police, caused me at MSU.
Yeah.
Oh, they caused it, did they?
Well, they scared me of a nervous breakdown. I went to a psychiatrist. He said I had a nervous breakdown in graduate school. I had been on the federal, Philadelphia... Federal personnel pool and considered for a GS-7 job with David Taylor Naval Labs in the fall of 85.
Wow. So what do you do right now? What's your, you just collect Social Security? That's your gig?
Yeah, I try a little Christian writing and I try to get, known as a photographer.
I thought Christians, Christians, they say don't steal, right? The Ten Commandments, they say God shall not steal.
Right.
I guess you're. I guess it's not technically stealing if you're taking Social Security because you did pay into it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen too. You know.
I don't know what else to say to you, dude. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the story. I don't know if that was a crank or if he was really crazy.
I don't know either.
I'm gonna say really crazy because it was just so all over the place, just so all over the map that. I mean, you'd have to really be intricate about your cranking skills
It seemed like he certainly had Bethany. What was the name that he kept on saying there?
Bethany Bowles or something?
I don't know.
What were you going to say about her, Mark?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what he was talking about.
Some chick tried to convince him he was gay, and she was apparently working for the federal government, or might have been an agent, or
the Bethany
something.
Bowles I know doesn't work for the government.
You know Bethany Bowles?
I've heard of her, yeah.
That might not even been the name. I don't know. Anyway, bizarre, very strange. You can really call about anything on this show. 800-259-9231, even the nonsensical, as we continue with John in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. I'm hoping you can put together a sentence coherently, unlike our prior caller.
Oh, man, I know. It sounded like he was wearing the tinfoil hat the whole time.
So what's on your mind, John?
Excuse me?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, about the going off topic from the government, about the rising gas prices.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just bought my new Cobalt SS06, all right? It's a pretty sweet machine, and it guzzles gallons, right?
Uh-huh. What's a Cobalt? Is that a brand of car?
It's an American car.
Oh, okay.
It's a car.
Is this like a new brand or something? I never heard of it before.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how much gas am I going to have to go through? It's $3 a gallon. Jesus.
Did you not know what the miles per gallon were on the vehicle when you purchased it?
I think it's around 16 to 20. It's actually pretty good miles per gallon, but it does.
No, that's crappy.
Excuse me?
That's crappy. 16 to 20? Awful.
That's what?
Awful.
It's bad,
crappy.
Like an SUV.
That's not good gas mileage. I get that on an SUV.
Don't talk about my car that way.
You're out of here.
It's gonna be a night of them.
1-800-259-9231. All right, we continue with Mike in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
earlier, I just got the bit of the show there, and I was wondering, okay, the other night I called you and I was bitching about taxes. Do you guys actually go to jail if you don't pay your federal taxes?
Some people do.
Well, here there are people in Canada walking the streets that have millions of dollars of taxes owing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, well,
well, it's not cool, actually. You know, they
Wait, why is it?
But,
oh, they're walking the streets. I see. So you mean they've
kicked
out of their home
with their girlfriends or whatever? But
you mean they've had their
they
home
actually
stolen?
Shackle you, take you to prison?
Yeah, I'm afraid they will.
You're saying
that
the people
have,
in Canada
child support to pay and you have to work.
Well, if you have child support to pay, then
you can't pay.
They'll throw you in jail if you owe your child support too.
So you're saying
I owe income tax, but I have child support to pay and I have to work.
Yeah,
so they're going to put you in a prison cell.
Look, it doesn't matter who
they'll throw you in prison anyway.
Right. You could owe American Express. You can owe your ex-wife. It doesn't matter who you owe. They won't throw you in jail. Your ex-wife, if it's child support, they will. But if you owe the federal government, they're the most important entity on the planet, and you must pay them or you will go to jail. That's the rule.
So you're saying
the single mother is the most important entity in Canada.
So, Mike,
whatever
you're saying
takes,
that there are people
you have
that
to pay in child support.
You're saying that people in Canada that have not paid taxes are they just have their homes stolen from them and they're turned into homeless people? Is that what you were getting
at? I'm saying that if there are other extenuating issues, that the court splits the other way, especially if there's a single mom involved.
Interesting. Very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate that info. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, some emails plus $111 million for piracy. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. It is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop at the store. Get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go into the email box. Mark, you had something about the green discussion that we had on the air the other day.
Yeah, I got this email from Steve, and I think that it's worth reading in its entirety. It is not short.
Oh, should we hold that then?
I don't think so.
Go ahead then.
I have another one that's shorter if you'd prefer to read it, and just in case.
Let's just take one of them, Mark.
All right.
Go ahead.
I know this is a little long, and you guys aren't big on long emails, but let's at least start it. I'd really like to hear your reaction. You guys devoted a pretty big chunk of your show to the anti-green sentiments the other day. I don't know that I entirely... That's not where I stand. I'm not anti-green.
No, I'm favor of clean air.
Sustainable. I'm not anti, renewable energy. I'm not anti any of that. I'm anti-communism.
I'm anti-coercion.
I'm anti-socialism, and that's the stuff that goes with it. But anyway...
I want to make it clear, too. I'm in favor of clean air and clean water. Mm-hmm. I like having a nice, pretty environment
cheap,
to live in.
Cheap, renewable energy.
Yeah. All in favor of that.
Yep.
I just don't think that the coercion should be used in order to get people to behave or run their businesses in the way that you believe they should, unless they're polluting your property, in which case then you've got some actionable circumstances.
Right
there.
I'd like to make a few points that I think you guys that you and far too many other free market types ignore.
Okay.
I'm pretty interested in renewable and sustainable energy resources because they just make sense to me, and I see the great injustice these technologies are given in the American market because of government interference in the energy market. I totally agree. Sustainable power is a very real opportunity to use the market to shrug off the yoke of government to a pretty great extent until they take the sun and wind over, too. Mm. I think they'll try, but it can be difficult. When I talk about these with the greenies, they shout about climate change and want the government to fine and regulate and ban, and generally save us all from ourselves. When I talk about it to the free market types, they call climate change hogwash and say when alternative fuels are viable and necessary, the market will get them out. And I don't know about climate change. I guess I believe that the climate's changing. I know it's changing. To believe that the scientists know how the climate is going to change, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
No matter what they predict, they're going to be wrong. They could be wrong a little bit. They could be wrong a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're making a prediction. Predictions are always wrong. So.
Usually.
It's damn difficult to be spot on, right?
Yeah.
If you
sure.
say that that the average temperature is going to increase 40 degrees over the next 40 years and it only increases 39 degrees, you're wrong.
That's true.
Now, so one can certainly come back and call you right. I would. But. You know, it just depends how much they're going to be wrong, and then to use coercion to get that. So climate change, I don't know if it's happening. The climate's going to change. It's always changed. Mm-hmm. It's different now than it was 150 years ago, and it's going to be different in 150 years from now.
And that's okay.
Climates change.
Yeah.
And to say that the man is affecting climate change, maybe a little microscopic bit, but I think that there's a lot of other factors that are much bigger, and that all the coercion in the world, all the government rules, all the banning, all the regulating isn't going to change any of that.
Well, I can tell you, Mark, that the ants in my yard are affecting my yard right now. They're moving little bits of dirt here and there and moving things around, but generally, it doesn't have much of an effect on my life. And I kind of think that from a global perspective, or certainly a solar system perspective, we are the ants of the Earth, basically. And to suggest that we are so influential over Mother Nature, the most powerful force that we know of, is, I think, kind of silly. That's all. I just think it's kind of silly. And it does not justify using coercion on our neighbors, who might not be doing things as conservatively as you like, who might not be being as green as you think they should be.
The government interference in this market is perhaps one of the most vicious manipulations on the American people, so much so that the liberal greeny whining even has people like you ignoring the exploitation of what the free market, what free market we have. When it comes to climate change, I really don't care. I agree that pollution is bad, and using more expendable resources than sustainable ones is bad. Maybe you're affecting the climate change, maybe not. I think that the Earth is resilient and will kill us before we kill it. I agree.
Mm-hmm,
the podcaster named Dan Carlin, whom we like on this show, pointed out on his show that it was inevitable that advancements in science would lead humans to believe that we have an impact on things that we can't actually impact. I pretty much agree with that. But my arguments to supply and demand people in respect to fuel is as follows. I understand where that argument comes from, because despite America's severely flawed pseudo-free market, the laws of supply and demand generally hold true. But what most people fail to take into account when it comes to fuel is the almost innumerable artificial elements the government pumps into the gasoline market to keep the prices low at the pump.
Haven't we talked about that? Haven't we talked about the hundreds of billions of dollars worth of subsidies in the form of the military the oil companies receive? Maybe we didn't touch on it that night.
That might be it.
I don't recall. A
1998 study examined the cost of gasoline when accounting for subsidies by the government.
Oh, really?
It analyzed tax breaks for oil companies, government programs that subsidize the companies, protection costs that to include the cost of stationary military personnel in areas of oil interest throughout the Middle East. This is huge.
Oh, wow.
Which was obviously increased since the start of the Iraq War. So that's gone up, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the environmental costs to include the tax money used by the EPA to clean up after the oil companies, in addition to greeny stuff about societal costs of killing baby squirrels and stuff.
Hmm.
Some things in the
1998.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some things in the stuff are splitting in the study are splitting hairs, like medical costs from exhaust fumes. But most of are very real costs that taxpayers unwittingly contribute to the pot. From each section they assigned a high and low estimate. At the end, concluded that the actual cost of gasoline in 1998
a decade ago, yeah,
was the lowest gasoline.
Was that 99-cent year where it hit 99
cents?
Yeah, it
was. Even lower. I think it was 89 cents when I was in Union, South Carolina in September of 1998.
Okay.
I remember. Clearly. Let's see. It concluded when premium gasoline never even hit $1.50, was actually between $5.60 and $15.14.
Oh, wow. What a spread.
Now, remember, when we have military over there, and that's a huge amount of this, military personnel, you know, I mean, costs a lot. But military equipment costs a lot of money because they don't pay market price for it. Military personnel, payroll always costs a lot of money. We're subsidizing the entire European Union, China, everybody in the world, because we're protecting these oil sources, quote-unquote protecting these oil sources.
Yeah.
With today's
so if it was five times as much back then, at least five times as much back then, presuming that, I mean, that's just taking the $5 figure. Presuming five times as much today.
Call it $10 a gallon then, and now the price of gas has tripled.
Yeah.
It's $30 a gallon.
$15 to $30 a gallon, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Wow.
That's with today's weak dollar, increased oil demand from China and India, and billions of dollars funding the war in Iraq, that's in large part protect oil interests, I can't begin to imagine the real cost, but it's certainly more than our seemingly expensive $3.70.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a link to the full study if you're interested. Personally, I see the future of transportation being in vastly lighter, stronger cars made with composite materials run by electric engines. I think that that's probably a pretty good idea. Powered by wind, wave, solar, and geothermal, supplemented by hybrid combustion engines that use a cellulose ethanol for longer trips. While people who make the assertion that the man just isn't there are correct, a primary reason for that is the government's artificial forces interfering in what market we do have to make gasoline seem cheaper than it is.
No doubt about it. 100%
agree.
What
he's saying is true, but it's so difficult to encapsulate in a debate with somebody inside of 30 seconds. Like when we have callers call in and they're kind of, we need the government to protect the oil, you know, or some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult thing to just lay out there really quick. Let's see.
I'm glad he's got all those numbers. That's great.
If the government cut off the subsidies, the oil companies were forced to be accountable for themselves, gas prices would have long ago skyrocketed at a cost that would have sharply driven up demand for higher mileage vehicles and eventually non-gasoline vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Additionally, people that would be a free market. Additionally, people can cut a few ties from the government's rule by outfitting their houses with solar panels and wind turbines to get off the grid, or if they generate enough power, they can stay on the grid and actually make the government pay them. I agree that this is so difficult. This doesn't make financial sense today to do this. Solar panels, maybe in Florida. Wind, maybe some places. But you start up putting up wind turbines and solar panels, you're putting investments
a lot of money
that you're not going to recoup for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
I agree that subsidies shouldn't be. I mean, maybe if you can get the solar panels and the wind turbines more cheaply, you could do it. But
right.
I haven't been able to figure that out yet. I agree that subsidies shouldn't be used to help the alternative fuel industry, but the seemingly high cost is a direct result of subsidies given to their competition that far too many people simply ignore.
800-259-9231. Is there more, Mark?
That's it. I'm done.
Oh, that's it. All right. 800-259-9231. There's more Free Talk Live on the way here, including piracy. We're coming back to that issue. It's been a while, but somebody's been fined $111 million for it. We'll explain what that's all about coming up in hour two.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.